The Big Lead, Bizarro World.
I did a story 6 months ago about a guy who just gets shuffled from one city department to another here in Seattle. Back in August of last year, what was that, about 6 months ago? Fred Podesta. Mayor Jenny Durkin announced that Fred Podesta will direct the work of the navigation team at Human Services Department and oversee expanded outreach to deal with the homelessness crisis. I want to know, what kind of background does this guy have? What kind of expertise does Fred Podesta have to deal with the homelessness crisis? And by the way, Fred, bang up job. I never see a homeless person on the streets around here. Kudos. So I wanted to know, what's this guy's expertise? And so I looked into his background. Well, 2.5 years ago, the accused child rapist mayor at the time, Ed Murray, he made Fred Podesta the head of the Finance and Administrative Services. Oh, no. Fred had been the head of Finance and Administrative Services. And then Ed Murray named him Director of City Operations. So he was going to be Ed Murray's liaison to city departments. Well, guess what? 6 months after his last bureaucrat job in the city, Fred Podesta just has been named the new Chief Operations Officer of the Seattle School District. Now, let me tell you a little bit about becoming an expert in anything. It takes time. When I started doing a radio talk show, I had no clue what I was doing. I had no clue. I know a lot of you are saying, you have no clue now. I'm pretty good at my craft now after 25 years because I've worked really hard at it. You can't become an expert in something if all you do is move from one city bureaucrat job to another. But that's what's going on in Seattle. You know, the accused child rapist, he added 1,600 city employees, just bureaucrats, who make, on average, six figures, $100,000 a year. But this guy, Fred Podesta, what does he have to be chief operations officer of the Seattle School District? You go from the head of finance and administration, then he becomes the liaison to city departments, then he becomes the point person for homelessness, then he becomes the chief operations officer of the Seattle Public Schools. Let me read to you this insane press release from the Seattle Public Schools. Following a nationwide search, netting many highly qualified applicants, Seattle Public Schools has hired an outstanding individual to become our chief operations officer. Fred Podesta brings years of experience to the district, having served the city of Seattle in several leadership roles. The guy's had five jobs now in the last 2.5 years that are only vaguely related to each other. You can't be an expert in anything other than being a bureaucrat, which is what government is about. They feather their own nest. They take care of each other. I saw the job posting for this. He was making $195,000 a year with the Seattle Department of Finance and Administrative Services. They said the top salary for this chief operations officer job is $216,933. So I'm sure he got the top end because he was making $200,000 in his last job. No wonder our streets are riddled with homeless drug addicts. A guy who had no experience was named the director of that department 6 months ago. But then he leaves it immediately to become chief operations officer of the Seattle schools. Five jobs in 2.5 years? Only vaguely related? You cannot be an expert in anything. You can't be great at your job if you just hop from one thing to another so you can get a, eventually, His goal, I'm going to make over $200,000 tax dollars. By the way, the legislature will have to come up with more tax money for this guy's salary, too, I'm sure. Because wait till you see what the Seattle teacher salaries due to their budget. It's going to be ugly. But this is what we blow the whistle on all the time on our show. Government inefficiency could not possibly be any worse around here. And the shuffling of a bureaucrat. So now they have somebody with no great expertise as the chief operations officer of the Seattle schools. Great choice. Great choice. That is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.